and see.
Yes.
And if we can get the world to see what God is doing and in the body of Christ and things of that nature, then we, as believers, are going to get their ear.
Amen. Amen.
There's three ways that men testify. One is the lifestyle that we live. Jesus said, "You shall be the light of the world." So we know that lifestyle is one way.
Amen.
The second way is that we verbally, by relationship, by knowledge, by learning, by becoming skilled in the scripture, the sharing of the gospel. And both of them are important. They must be done. But it's been said that every truth is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Yes.
Well, the Holy Ghost then has a voice. And his voice is the voice of the gifts.
Wow.
He authenticates. He establishes. He verifies that what's being said from someone is of God.
Amen.
So when he does something, each gift reflects God in some way.
Yes.
And we'll get into that later. But, these gifts reflect and establish who God is. Like
yes.
The word of knowledge establish right. That God is the omniscient. He knows everything.
Yes.
And that discerning of spirits is that God knows the condition, the heart, the motive of man's heart in anything or everything that he does.
Amen.
He even knows the thoughts of our words before we speak them. So these nine gifts do reveal God to the world.
Yes.
And the woman at the well said, yes. Come and meet the man that told me everything that I had known.
Amen.
But he didn't tell her everything. Yeah. But did Jesus have access to all knowledge? Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
But it didn't take that.
Mm.
It only takes one because the gifts reveal those things or establish things like that. That we preach the gospel. It's his voice with our voice.
Yes.
Mark the 16th chapter, they went out and preached the gospel everywhere. Jesus working with them, confirming it
yes.
with signs and wonders. So that was the voice of Christ echoing behind their message.
Amen.
And that's what the gifts of the Spirit do
yes.
When we share Christ. So I was known at that time to realize that the gifts of the Spirit were the pearls of a great price. And in our redemption, not less than our redemption, not more than our redemption, but a vital part of our redemption are the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
Everything that Jesus purchased for us, everything that is a part of our redemption, is, Philip, important.
Yes.
Is important. So, but let's start out with some basics, having said that. In Luke, the 4th chapter, it says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost." Now, this is a reflection where Jesus has come to John at the River Jordan.
Yes.
Now, Jesus is born again.
Amen.
He's been born of God's Spirit, born of a virgin, and so he is the seed of God.
Yes.
That which is born of you will be of God. His name shall be called Jesus. So this is Jesus. He's already a child of God. So that tells us that when we become children of God, that we have to receive the Holy Ghost, just
Amen.
As Jesus did.
Amen.
It
yes.
didn't come as one package.
Nope.
He is our superior example.
Yes.
Now, Jesus goes to the River Jordan to be baptized of John the Baptist. And it says, after that, when the Holy Ghost come up on Jesus in the form of a dove, it says, "And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost." Full. And now, he didn't have this before. This was a sign that he was the Son of God.
Amen. Praise God.
And so Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So now we see that Jesus was born of the Spirit of
yes.
God. He then, though, must be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And so we can find that in numerous scriptures in the Bible. One of my favorite, Philip, is to keep people on the line that, you know, we can be born again and still receive the power of the Holy Ghost. It says in Luke, the 11th chapter and the 11th verse, and it says, if a son shall ask bread of any that is a father, that indicates
Amen.
Sonship.
Yes.
That indicates that if a man would ask his father in the house, or if he would ask him a fish, and for a fish will he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, would he offer him a scorpion? Mm. If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him?
Praise God.
Now, here we see a lot of things when people say, well, I got the Holy Ghost when I got born again and so forth. Well, the Holy Ghost is the author
Amen.
Of the new birth.
Yes.
We see he is the author of the seed of God
yes.
in Christ Jesus
yes.
through the Virgin Mary. But here we also see that if you would ask
Amen.
Of your Father.
Yes.
So that tells me that I would have to be a son before I would or could ever ask for something that God had given.
Absolutely. Praise God.
And God wants us to have it,
yes.
or he wouldn't have said, ask.
Ask.
The other is, if you ask him, he'll not give you anything other than the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
So
yes.
it's kind of like no matter what you would think of the Holy Ghost or how you would receive it or respond to it, we have to understand that this is not the devil. The devil has been excluded from this activity.
Amen.
When someone receives the Holy Ghost and they're born again, they ask the Father gives it to them.
Praise God.
And also it reveals to us that just as bread and an egg are the essentials of life, the Holy Ghost is a part of the essential
yes.
life and need of the believer when they get born again.
Amen. I think it's critical how the Bible says that Jesus went throughout the earth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Yes.
And obviously, if Christ would need the Holy Ghost, and we're made in his image, and we're now here to do works like he did, it's apparent that if Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, would require the Holy Ghost to fully function as a man to accomplish God's will on the earth, then we as believers need the Holy Ghost as a critical implementation
Absolutely.
Within our lives.
Absolutely. Amen. We are nothing less, and if Jesus needed it, and then they would say, well, you know, that was for that time. But we understand that we are living in a more spiritually charged atmosphere
yes.
of demonic
yes.
manifestations of false messiahs
yes.
that we need the gifts more so than ever.
Absolutely.
More so than ever.
Yes.
Then in Acts, the 19th chapter, this is Paul
right.
Ministering to 12 disciples that are following Christ, but they are out of the church of Ephesus. And Acts, the 19th chapter,
yes.
and it says Paul and, Apollos. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, came and found certain disciples and said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So,
wow.
And then he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, which is Christ Jesus. And when they heard that, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And when Paul had laid hands on them,
praise God,
they received the Holy Ghost. He came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Praise God.
So here we have another viable establishment of truth that you could be born again.
Yes.
And not be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because maybe you haven't heard in entirety, or you just haven't grasped it, Amen. Or whatever it might be.
Amen.
But these men needed, notice that when Paul said, well, then what were you baptized to? It's almost as if the gospel must be accompanied by the preaching of the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I believe that to be true. You know, it's interesting that Paul the Apostle had this distinct urgency for people out of his own experience. He was saved on the road to Damascus, but it was 3 days later that a man came, laid hands on him, and he received the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
And then Christ gave us the instruction, hey, now as I go up, wait until you be endued with power by the receiving of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So this is clearly the pattern in the New Testament, not the Old. Not those who speak about these things being passed away. No, the new establishment of Jesus was a release of the Holy Ghost into the family of faith, into the every believer, that they could have the power to walk on this earth filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. And we are fighting the same devil that Jesus fought.
Amen.
And so we see this, Philip, that as Paul saying, well, then, what were you baptized in? In other words, what gospel did you receive?
Amen.
Because this is a gift.
Amen.
And Peter verified that in Acts, the second chapter, verse 38, said, if you repent, receive Christ, you shall receive this gift that is freely given unto you and to your sons and your daughters.
Yes, even those who are far off.
Yes.
And this was something that pertains to all of the existence of the time that we're on this earth, that the Holy Ghost is available to us.
Yes. How could we be led of the Holy Ghost if we did not
Amen.
Have the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Some have used, Philip, this passage of Scripture, and I'm just we're just talking and getting this established. It is necessary that we always have an answer for the gainsayers.
Amen.
And it says in 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, it says in verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkly. But then when the fullness is come, then these things will be done away with.
Amen.
Now the problem is this, is that Paul says, when their prophecies, when their tongues, they will cease.
Yes.
Absolutely. But it says, but we see through a glass darkly.
Amen.
In other words, that which is full is not come.
Amen.
Jesus, when he comes back,
yes.
That is the fullness.
Yes, absolutely.
Because no matter through this life, no matter what we learn, no matter what we think we see, the Bible says in 1 John 3:1, behold, we're called the sons of God. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed
Praise
upon
God.
Us.
Yes.
But when he appears, we shall be like him. But
yes.
It doesn't appear what we shall be like now.
Amen.
So we understand that it's talking about when Jesus comes,
yes.
Prophecy, tongues, the gifts will be done away with. But
right.
Prophecy and tongues are needed in this time of the church
yes.
age
yep.
because we need encouraged, we need instruction, we need edified, we need comforted.
Absolutely.
So those gifts are still here.
Yes. Amen.
And we need not despise them.
Amen.
And it doesn't make anybody, you know, your enemy just because they have them or because they don't have them.
Amen. Praise God.
We are Christians and
yes.
we go to heaven. And we are brothers and sisters in Christ because of the new birth.
Amen.
Not because of the infilling
Praise
of the Holy
God.
Ghost,
yes.
not because of the gifts of Spirit, not because of what the teachings that we adhere to. We are brothers and sisters in Christ,
Amen.
Philip, because of the new birth.
Yes. Praise
and
God.
And nothing can replace that.
Amen.
So we see that we could be born again,
yes.
just as Jesus, our example.
Amen.
And that He was born again. He was born of
yes.
the Spirit, but then he was filled
yes.
with the Spirit. Then he was led of the Spirit.
Amen.
So we go back to Luke, the fourth chapter, And in verse 14, we know that Jesus has been there 40 days.
Yes.
He's been tempted of the devil for 40 days, Philip, not just one or two times in
right.
40 days. For 40 days,
praise
he
God
has been tempted.
Day. Yes.
And he is there with the Holy Ghost, insinuating to us that we're really no match for the devil without being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
You say, praise oh, well, God. I know people that, you know, love. And well, love is not the Holy Ghost. Love is a fruit of the recreated spirit. It
yes.
is not one of the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It is the byproduct of the Christ-likeness.
Praise God, yes.
And the person of Christ, the person of the Holy Ghost, is not the Christ-likeness.
Amen.
He is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And there it goes
praise
back
God.
To where we preach by our lifestyle. We are
yes.
living epistles. Secondly, we preach the Word. And then
yes.
thirdly, it is the preaching of the Holy Ghost
yes.
or the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
So Jesus goes, and he's there for 40 days.
Amen.
And in verse 14, it says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out fame of him through all of the region round about. And he taught in the synagogue, being glorified of all. And when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as it was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for there to read." And he reads Isaiah 61, 1 through 3.
Amen.
But in this, Philip, it says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But then he returns in the power
yes.
of the Holy Ghost. So there must be something that is different being filled with the Holy Ghost and operating in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So I would probably, even the people that are asking, and if you do have questions, you know, you can write there, type online, and you can send that question in, and hopefully we'll get to it. If not, hopefully through the teaching it'll come out.
Yeah.
But Philip, here Jesus receives the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which is the promise that says, Acts 1:8, "Go, tarry ye, until you be endued with power
Amen.
From on high." Now, when the Holy Ghost comes in, that is a supernatural endowment.
Yes, praise God.
But there are different dimensions of his power. You could
yes.
prophesy. That would be a power of the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
Something you could never do without him.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that it can't be mimicked. I'm not saying it can't be duplicated. And I'm not saying people can't, you know, do what they want to do. But
right.
the true utterance of the Holy Ghost, you cannot do.
Amen.
It takes the inspiration
yes.
of God.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Tongues.
Amen.
And ultimately the interpretation
mm-hmm.
of that. But the Holy Ghost has been given to us, Philip, for the demonstration of the Holy Ghost to verify, to bear witness. Jesus said,
Amen.
"You shall receive power and you shall be witnesses
yes.
unto me."
Praise
and
God.
Utter into Jerusalem, Samaria, and Judea and so forth,
Amen.
And to the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, the Holy Ghost is needed in every facet of
Amen.
Our life.
Praise
not
God.
Only in our personal life,
yes.
in our Jerusalem,
yes.
in our Judeas, and in
yes.
our Samarias.
Amen.
But those are levels of influence, levels mm-hmm. of relationship, and the gifts of the Spirit need to be in operation
yes.
in our everyday relationship with other people.
Amen.
Because they need
Yes.
us, they need our input, they need for us to hear from heaven,
yes.
they need for us to be able to encourage them, to lift them up,
Amen.
And so forth. So it just in that it's
yes.
important. But it says here that Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Now, but we do understand, Philip, that we get power when we receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise God.
So what do you think is the difference here, that one has the Holy Ghost, but then Jesus has this great insight that he needs to go and fast for 40 days,
mm-hmm.
and then he returns in the power of the Holy Ghost?
Wow.
What do you think is the difference between being filled with the Holy Ghost and having the power of the Holy Ghost? Because just by observation, I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, mm-hmm. but it doesn't take much to look at people and say, you don't have enough power to do anything.
Amen.
And that's not demeaning,
no.
But we do have to judge things.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the Bible said that Jesus, there are many false prophets. You're going to know them by their fruits. So false prophets declare that they are a class of fivefold ministry that God is using and confirming with signs and wonders and signs of the prophets following them.
Amen.
But we know there are false prophets. So today when I see people saying, oh, yeah, I've got the Holy Ghost, the only thing I see them endowed with or endued with or operating in supernatural right. are tongues.
Amen.
But here Jesus doesn't return just in the power of tongues. He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. And I believe that during that 40 days, there was an exercising of that power and wisdom of leaning into the Holy Ghost on how to answer the accusations even of Satan. Jesus did not, you know, it's like when he said, hey, it's written this or this. Those were unctions and leadings, right? Like in Hebrews chapter 5, where it says, by reason of use and exercising what we have in faith, then we begin to be experienced.
I do think that it shows us that we, as believers, grow in, and we grow in being led of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We grow in knowing him. Paul wrote to us in 2 Corinthians 16th chapter, it says that, I leave you with the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Relationships are built.
Praise
they aren't just
God.
A, here, you're in
yes.
one. And during that time, I do agree with you that Jesus was probably being led of the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
How to answer. Remember Matthew 10:20 says it's when you're delivered up,
yes.
times of pressure and you're, you know, being persecuted, don't give thought
yes.
what you're going to say. It'll not be you that speaketh, but the Spirit
Amen.
Of your Father that speaketh in you.
Amen.
So I think that Jesus probably did receive that instruction. I think in 40 days, he was out there getting to know, getting comfortable with, hearing the voice
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost. He knew the voice of the Father, and
Amen.
Yes, I know that they're one. But I think that Jesus was getting used to it.
Amen.
So, but one thing that people don't realize is that when we get the Holy Ghost, Philip, when he comes into us, that there are, even though those gifts are ours,
yes,
and we receive them all at once,
Amen.
Even though they're yours, there are certain acts of faith
Praise God,
that
yes.
release
Amen.
These gifts.
Yes.
Now, the reason that I know that is you can possess something and really never still partake of it.
Amen.
So, least any promise escaping us.
Amen.
One of the ones that is escaping us is the operation of the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, so here we see that Jesus fasted for 40 days. Why would he fast? Well, the Bible says, well, to be tempted of the devil. Well, and I do agree, and I understand all that. But why is Jesus fasting? Just to be tempted?
No.
No, I've been tempted million times and I wasn't fasting.
Amen.
But Jesus is fasting. Is he showing us a pattern?
I believe so, because at one time even the disciples came and was trying to feed him. And he said, I have bread to eat that you know not of. In other words, those times of fastings, I believe fasters where he's turning away from this world to build and seek God in the relationship of the supernatural and in the realm of the Spirit. So when he's fasting, I believe it represents his pursuit of relying on God
mm-hmm.
and his pursuit to say, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And therefore, he's on a journey of relationship. He's requesting of God. He's seeking him, and that is moving him into a more empowered place.
I think while you were saying that, Philip, I think about when Jesus came and, you know, he was fasting. He wasn't doing it by works.
No.
He was already the Son of God.
Amen.
And sometimes people think, well, fasting is works and you're doing it. No. fasting is a predetermined,
Amen.
Defined act of faith.
Praise God.
That's what
yes.
it is. And Jesus was separating himself
yes.
from the world,
yes.
from his flesh, in order to put a value or
Amen.
To pursue or to apprehend all that
Amen.
Had been given to him when he got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God, yes.
Now, there's a reason Jesus did it. This is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
That we don't lean to our own understanding.
Amen.
But in all of our ways, we acknowledge him. His
Amen.
Ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
And so, when people talk about, well, you don't have to fast. You don't have to do that. Well, you really do, because Jesus did it.
Amen. He
and,
demonstrates
to yeah,
us.
And Jesus said that while the bridegroom is gone, this is the
we
time
don't.
Of fasting.
Amen.
So Jesus fasts in order to bring his flesh to the lowest place of
yes.
existence.
Amen.
And when he does, it's like humbling ourselves, as
yes.
it were. It fasting is a self-affliction
Amen.
For spiritual
pursuit.
Pursuit
Amen.
Or spiritual things. So what Jesus does when he fasts, he puts a value
Praise
on
God.
The kingdom things, and he really expresses an earnest desire
Amen.
To have all,
Praise
not just
God.
Be filled, but for the Holy,
Holy
Ghost,
Ghost,
but he wants the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Not just to fill him, but he wants to fill the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He wants to become one with
Amen.
Them.
Praise
and
God.
That was Jesus' prayer. I pray for them. That they would be in us, I would be in them, as I am in you, and you
Amen.
In bucket, in a bucket, in
Praise
a bucket, and all wet.
Praise
so,
God. Yeah.
But Jesus does something. He says that, you know what, these gifts,
Amen.
These the power of the Holy Ghost, is more important than food, water,
Praise
and so
God.
Forth. These things have to be coveted.
Amen.
If we don't covet those things, then we're never going to get them.
Amen.
Covet means just refuse to live without them.
Amen. Praise God.
And if we don't do that, that's the only place that we are told to covet anything. We are to covet the gifts of the Spirit. We are to covet them earnestly.
Amen.
And that means we cannot have a mindset. We have to have the mindset, I can't live or I refuse to live without this.
Amen.
Now, here Jesus gets filled with the Holy Ghost. And some would say, well, he's got the Holy Ghost. Yes, he does. And he has, you know, some type of manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We, when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, New Testament manifestation from the book of Acts on is unknown languages
Amen.
Or tongues.
Amen.
And we find that in Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 16, 17,
Amen.
That these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
Not only tongues of love that we know, tongues of encouragement,
Amen.
Admonishment, and so forth, but supernatural languages.
Amen. Praise God.
Supernatural languages.
Yes.
You know, in Isaiah, where Jesus is fasting, and in Isaiah, the 56th chapter, and verse 8, it begins to speak to us about this thing of fasting, and what did it say? Verse 56, 8? How about 58, verse 6? There you go. And it says this. Is this not the fast that I have chosen?
Amen.
Now, the purpose of God's chosen fast is to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free,
Amen.
And that we break every yoke.
Praise God.
Now, Philip, just like giving,
Amen.
Is a determined, outlaid, revealed
act of faith
how to get a harvest from the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God gives seed to you. You sow that seed. That comes back. Now, that is predetermined.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like prayer. The prayer of faith is this, that when you pray, believe you receive it, then you shall have it.
Amen.
That is the prayer of faith. You can't short-circuit it. You can't redefine it.
Amen.
That is how prayer works.
Amen.
And Praise that's God. How faith works in the prayer. You
got
to believe you receive it, then you shall have it.
Amen.
If you speak to a mountain, you have to believe that
yes.
that mountain heard you
Amen.
And that it has been plucked up and cast
Amen.
Into the sea. even though you're staring at it every day.
Amen.
Now, that is the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to other things or other acts of faith, we say, well, this is how a man gets born again. If a man believes in his heart, confesses with his mouth,
amen,
he shall be saved.
Amen.
Look, that formula has never been replaced.
Amen.
It is the defined way to get people saved.
Absolutely.
All right. So Jesus gets filled with the Holy Ghost. He goes to the wilderness, but I believe he's doing something in Isaiah 58, verse 6. Now, this is the predetermined act of faith.
Amen.
If you had one of these things, Philip,
yes,
the band of wickedness, heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, the sick and the diseased,
amen,
and to break every yoke.
Praise
now, the
God.
Way to do that, don't go get prayer. The way to do that is this right here.
Fast.
Oh, but that's Old Testament. So is Psalms.
Amen.
Just that is praise foolishness
God.
To start thinking, well, you know, that's Old Testament, that's Old Testament. The Old Testament is not bad. The Bible says, yea, we say that the law is good.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with the Old Testament. The
yeah.
weakness of the Old Testament was the weakness of the flesh,
amen,
so it could not produce righteousness to
amen.
The men that kept it.
Praise God.
But David got 150 Psalms out of the law about God.
Amen. Praise
so come
the Lord.
On. Peter used the new birth to say, this is the fulfillment of Joel.
Amen. Praise God.
So in this, we see that there are defined or predetermined steps
yes.
for you to take to get to an end.
Amen.
And isn't that what every miracle in the Bible is?
Yes.
It is a revelation of the steps that were taken.
Praise God.
The problem that they faced and the result that they got.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's absolutely true.
And then it says this, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry,
amen,
and that thou should bring the people that are cast out into thine house, and when thou seest the naked, and that thou coverest him, and thou shalt not hide thy face from thine own flesh.
Mm.
Now, this is
wow.
the important factor right here, Philip. Then what? When you fast. Then shall thy.
Praise God.
Doesn't say a light will break forth.
Yes.
It doesn't say God's light.
Amen.
This is your own, personal
praise God.
Possession.
Yes.
Your light shall break forth as the morning, and thine health.
Praise God.
Now, your health has been provided through redemption,
mm-hmm,
that God brought them out
yes.
with blessing, prosperity,
yes.
silver, and gold.
Amen.
There was not one feeble among one
amen.
Among them. Deuteronomy 7:15, Exodus 23:26. So
amen.
Here we have, I and the Lord take sickness out of the midst of thee, put none of them. Now, that's my covenant with you.
Praise God.
But no matter what happens, if you don't see it, it's not me withholding.
Amen.
You need to deal with spiritual
yes.
powers. You need to deal with certain things. And then thine,
amen,
that which you belong, that which belongs to you,
praise
shall
God.
Spring forth.
Amen.
Now,
amen,
when the Holy Ghost comes,
yes,
Philip, he fills us.
Praise
so,
God.
We understand that even though those gifts are ours, they've been given to us, they have to be released through
amen.
Some act
of
faith.
Praise God.
Jesus releases it through the act of faith.
Of fasting.
Through fasting.
Amen. You know, it reminds me of Mark 9:29. The disciples were struggling to cast the demonic spirit out of a child. And Christ comes upon the situation. And he steps right in, and with no issue whatsoever, he commands the authority of God over that devil and cast him out.
Yes.
And immediately, in a few minutes after the crowd disperses, his disciples say, Lord, we've cast out many devils. We've dealt with things. What happened here? Why couldn't we do it? And the Lord said, this level of authority must be dealt with prayer and fasting. And he confirms to us again that prayer is a part, but fasting is a combination of power that causes us to press into spiritual things.
Absolutely. But the interesting thing about this is that it's yours.
Yes.
It belongs to you.
What you said there, that thy light. In other words, if I will fast, whether it's breaking things off of me or breaking me into the realm where I have authority to help break bondages and things off of others. This becomes my possession when I pursue it.
Yes. It is faith receives what God has already given.
Amen.
Faith receives what God has already defined. Faith receives what God has laid aside or
Praise
declared
God.
To be ours.
Yes.
So when it says, thy light or thy health shall Amen. Spring forth speedily,
Amen.
Then we understand that these things are ours.
Yes.
We're
Amen.
Not trying to get God to do anything.
No.
We are dealing with things that are in us and things that are in the world that are holding these bands of wickedness, heavy burdens,
Amen.
The oppression and wickedness. These things are connected to us. They're bound
yes.
to us. They're deeply rooted in us.
Yes.
They've been a part of our life. But God says, look, Amen. You want to break them. This is how you do it.
Amen.
And so fasting was instilled. So Jesus is saying, look, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Now I want to move into the power that
yes.
God said we,
yes.
as believers, those born of him, would operate in
Amen.
When we had the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
So I'm going to fast.
Yes.
Now the Holy Ghost chose that direction.
Amen.
Now you cannot say that Jesus or the Holy Ghost was doing works and was faithless.
Wow.
You know, a lot of times we hear foolish statements. Well, you know, that's just works. Mm. Well, they don't understand. There's nothing Jesus did that had to do with works.
Amen.
He was a man of faith.
Amen.
And so here we have those things being released
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
that's been given to us,
Amen.
Our gift,
Amen.
Just like health is a gift. Just like our light or revelations of God are a gift.
Amen.
Now, but Jesus uses fasting to release them.
Amen.
So what I'm saying that if Jesus did it, you and I should do it.
Amen.
And if Jesus got results, you and I can see the result before we ever begin the fast.
Praise God. Amen.
So Jesus, again, fasting prioritize, put a value, or place his focus, or placed his value system, or placed what he was hungry for, what he was desirous for, or what he was coveting
mm.
after,
Amen.
Put it in the forefront of his life.
Praise God.
And so he fasted.
Yes.
Now, we are supposed to fast because it's in the time frame of the bridegroom.
Amen. Praise God.
So these things have been given you. But sometimes if you don't maybe feel like you're getting results by confession and worship and things of that nature, you ought to lock on to the power of fasting.
Amen.
It is not of works. And I simply rebuke people that say that that is work. That is just
an
all outright lie.
Amen.
So Jesus did it. And he didn't
yes.
do it by work.
No.
He told the church, the bridegroom, that they would do it until he returned.
Absolutely.
So we are to do it. What are we are to do it for? We're to use it as an instrument or expression of our
Praise
faith.
God. Yes.
Just like prayer would be an expression
Amen.
Of faith. God's going to do it. Just like sowing would be an expression
Amen.
Of faith. Just like thanking God
yes.
through praise and thanksgiving would be an expression of faith.
Amen.
And confession
yes.
itself would be a confession of faith.
Absolutely.
So though Jesus chooses out of other options,
Amen.
He's led to the Holy Ghost
wow.
into the wilderness.
Right.
He goes there because the Holy Ghost said, this is how I want you to use your faith.
Yes. Amen.
And we all have to allow the Holy Ghost to direct us of how to use our faith
Praise
or how
God.
To apply it.
Yes. Amen.
So we see in this passage of Scripture, Philip, that it prioritizes, puts things in perspective. And remember that Jesus told us this in John 14:12, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father.
Amen.
Now, the gifts of the Spirit are different than people getting healed by the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They're different.
Wow.
One is a prayer of faith. The other is an activation from God. The Holy Ghost divides severally as he wills.
Mm.
So the Holy Ghost is activated by somebody's faith in the past, somebody's faith now. You know, he's responding to somebody's faith.
Right.
Where the prayer of faith is just your faith
yes.
bringing into what God said he would do.
Amen.
But you're doing in pattern what God has told you to do. Anoint them with oil, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord Jesus himself will raise them up.
Amen. Amen.
So we do that. We lead people to Jesus all by defined acts of faith.
Amen.
Well, fasting is a divine act of faith,
yes,
or defined act of faith,
yes,
that Jesus himself used,
amen,
to release the powers of the Holy Ghost into his life, even though he was already given. They,
yes,
were his.
Amen.
But he wanted to see them manifest,
yes,
not just possess.
Right.
Listen, the Holy Ghost is not given to us just to possess.
Mm.
The Holy Ghost is given to us to use for ministry purposes.
Praise God.
And he is given to us to be profitable even in our life.
Amen.
And so we need to just do what Jesus says, and as he examples, and stop listening to people that say they know something and don't know anything. Jesus is smarter than every preacher in the world.
Amen.
He's smarter than all of your theology and all of your books.
Amen.
So tomorrow we're going to take this up. I mean, Thursday we're going to take it up. And hope you enjoyed it. We're talking about today the difference between the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and being active or moving in the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
So we'll be back Thursday, same time. And we love you. We hope you learned something. We'll see you next time right here on the Doorway to the Supernatural. Tell your friends. It'll change, amen, their life. Bye. Amen.